Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Jamie's Journal. Good morning. You are live this morning. you may hear little dogs in the background taking care of my sister's dogs. But this morning we are going to talk about, I think, every month, marketing your business, ways we can market your business through journaling. This is still, you know, despite of whatever topic we talk about, it's still going to be about journaling. But, you know, we got to remember that journaling is also a way to market your business on a day-to-day basis. So this morning I want to see if Dr. Arlene Spann is sitting at her desk waiting. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am. I can hear you. Mic check, I am here alive and well on this sunny day, and you, ma'am?
Ooh, wow. I'm good. How are you? What's going on in your world?
In my world, you know, the sun is doing its thing this morning. It's beaming so that we can get our vitamin D. And I am up and ready to talk with our listening audience about marketing themselves. Ready.
Awesome, awesome. And it's just a different perspective. Only on Mondays, I was going to do all 3 days we were going to talk about stress. But I think only for today, we're going to, every month, look, if I can remember, we're going to talk about marketing. marketing your business, marketing your products, marketing just things that you need marketing. Sometimes in life, we go through businesses and we don't market our products or our business as well. We don't market our service as well. And maybe this is something we can do on a monthly, month-to-month basis so that people can understand, well, I don't just come and listen to somebody journal. I come to listen to certain topics, you know, and maybe that'll be one of the things for the fall. Maybe I'll pick certain topics that Arlene, if you want to think of any that we can talk about for the fall, so then every month people will know, okay, what's on the list? What's going on? What do they need to talk about, or what are they talking about? And you know, because a lot of times on a show, people switch stuff around. And they talk about this and they talk about that. But see, just a year ago, we started doing the vision for September. And, I mean, I wish I could talk about more than just the month. But I know people would get very, very tired of me talking about vision all the time. But because I work on my vision daily. So this is not just, a once-a-month thing, but, you know, if we get in the habit, maybe, this is just a thought, if we can, pick a certain topic or two to talk about every month, then people will become ready to tune in more and not be so stumbled about, I know they're talking about journaling, but what are they really talking about when they say, I'm journaling, you know? Because the topic can be different, but you're still sitting there with your journal open, with your notes open, with a paper in handy, waiting to sit down and talk about some things that can be done in a business or your product or service. I know I said mouthful, but ladies and gentlemen, this morning is the end of June already. And, we're running into July, and then it'll be August, and then it'll be back to school, and then we're going to be talking about vision. So I can't wait to talk about vision. I'm thinking about doing even, like, a preview in August just for something different. Also, you know, I just want to make it. I just want to make it so that it's fun. You know, a lot of radio shows that you listen to, Arlene, you just hear a lot of seriousness. You hear a lot of, oh my God, they're just so serious, and there's no laughing involved, and there's no, you know, look at the stars and look at the moon and look at the trees and creation and the sun that's shining, because we did have quite a bit of a rain and a tornado last week, you know, and there was just a lot going on. And a lot of times in a radio show, you don't have people talking about the weather. You don't have people talking about, you know, what good things are you going through today, you know. And maybe those can be some of the simple topics that we talk about maybe in July. You know, just some simple things. You know, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? A lot of times we continue to market, we continue to go out and do our business on a day-to-day basis, but we don't understand sometimes we got to simplify things and make it simple, make it simple. We can't always make it so complicated so people don't understand what we're saying. So when we talk about marketing our business on Mondays, Marketing Mondays, you want to do, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal, hashtag Marketing Mondays. Just hashtag Marketing Mondays. And that will help us to go back in our system and help us to see, well, who's actually hashtagging our Mondays? Who's actually hashtagging the things that we're talking about on a Monday, you know, and that'll bring us more up to date. That'll bring us more up to date. A lot of times when we market about things, we market about books, we market about businesses, we market about the notebooks that we're using, or we market about the fashion that we wear on a day-to-day basis. And Pinterest is good for that. Pinterest has all kinds of things. They have fashion to writing to just a thought for the day, you know, and they're marketing all by themselves. You know, Facebook is okay, you know, today. But Pinterest, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on all social media, so I'm always on Pinterest. I'm always looking to see, you know, what good things are out there. And I just, talking about marketing, they even market healthy products, smoothies. They market a lot of stuff, even healthy stuff, even the not healthy stuff. You know, they market everything. Food, from fashion to shoes to hair products, they market everything. But when you talk about marketing, what are some of the things, Arlene, do you think about when you think about marketing?
That's an array of things when you're thinking about marketing. You just read a whole list of things that you can market. So it's up to you, based on what your expertise is. That's what you're going to market based on that. If you are like we are in the healthcare field, or not healthcare, but, you know, you're in the healthy health and wellness, then, of course, you are going to want to market based on that market that you are targeted for. So whatever your target market is, that's how you're going to market yourself. Some people start off with something as simple as, you know, putting together a website. Other people start off with things like business cards. So it's you talked about social media, you talked about Pinterest, you talked about Facebook, and all those are things that we use to market. And I know I have not utilized all of my markets, but I have utilized the Facebook and that part of social media. So I'm well on my way to getting into the marketing like the rest of the world is. But, you know all that good stuff about Pinterest and Instagram and all of that. And those are other ways that we can market. But I like what you were saying and sharing with people that there are multiple ways of marketing yourself. And that's what we do each and every day, try to find another way, another avenue of getting our business out there to the marketplace so people know that we're out there. And, of course, the regular old email that we started with years and years ago is one way that we can do that. And that's another way that I utilize daily is the regular email. So back to you, Jamie, with that other list of things that you have.
Awesome. Also, I was just looking on Instagram, and music is another way. Music also, a lot of people market their music.
SoundCloud, I think it's called, or something like that.
Right, right. You can do anything on SoundCloud. You can sing, you can talk. I used to be on SoundCloud and market this show through there. But there's just an array of stuff that you can market. You can even market your pots, your pans, you know, microwave.
Pots and pans, okay.
I mean, it's just a lot of stuff you can do. And just today, we have so much stuff going on, we got to begin actually to focus on one thing. You know, how can we simplify and make it simple? Make it simple. You know, even coffee and tea, it's very simple, it's very easy, it's nothing hard, it's nothing crazy. You know, when you think of coffee and tea, or even beverages. When you think of beverages, it's very easy to think of, wow, I can even, not only, you can't sample them, but you can, you know, have a picture and market your coffee and tea business on Pinterest, on social media as well. And that's something else I do. Sometimes I think about, well, you know, and a lot of people don't do this. A lot of people don't think, wow, I can market my tea. Now, you see out there ISO tea, which I try their products, and they're okay. But a lot of times what I do is when I drink my coffee, which I am now, and I'm eating my blueberries, I'm being healthy. I'm being healthy.
Two thumbs up. Why don't I give you six thumbs up? Six thumbs up for eating your blueberries for breakfast. Six thumbs up, okay? That's good stuff.
I've been trying to do that for the last, I don't know, a week or so? Maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. I've been trying to eat more healthy, eat more blueberries, even if I don't eat nothing else, you know. That is good for myself. I try and stick to at least one healthy thing, one or two healthy things a day. And every single time I go to the store, I'm like, okay, I got to get blueberries. You know, and that's something else. We market what we want to market. That's the other big thing. We market what we want to market. But we never think of, wow, I can do food. I can do journals. I can market my own books, you know. And most people don't take the time out to even go that far and just say, okay, well, I'm going to sit here, drink my healthy coffee and tea, and market my coffee and tea business. Very simple, very easy, very, very effective. But then you got to find out who's following you and who's not. You know, everybody doesn't follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't say, oh, I'm going to go out and follow Arlene because she just posted about diabetes. You know, and we're going to get more into that as well in July because there's a list of things that we need to get into, actually, to talk more about diabetes, and not to get off on a tangent, but every Wednesday I go to a class, which is my diabetes class, which I'm not claiming it, but I do go to that class. And one of the things I find, most people don't take it seriously. Most people don't take it seriously. I can tell you a funny story real quick. And see, right now I'm marketing diabetes. So The story is we were actually I was in this class recently, and it's only 3 weeks. My chest does a 6 week class, but and that's more structured, you know. But this 3 week class, you know, they just talk about the basics. And, I mean, they were kind of confusing me, but I'm going to talk to my doctor later on today about it. I mean, I've never heard, honestly, that you can have carbs throughout the day. Honestly, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm, but
have
they're
you?
Talking about, yes, but they're talking, see, the carbs they're talking about is not pasta. At least I hope that's not what they're talking about. They're telling you that in your food, like in your greens, in your vegetables, those are the carbs they're talking about. Not go out and eat a whole bunch of pasta. Not go out and eat a whole bunch of bread and things like that. But embedded in our vegetables are carbs. So, but
yeah,
it's the least amount, you know. So, but anyway, go back to your story. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We were talking about that as well. And, you know, I was surprised that they said you can have rice, you can have pasta, you can have bread. And I was like, really? You know, and I was surprised at that they said that. But anyway, we because of the storm the next day, which was last Wednesday, because of the storm, it's almost been already a week since the storm has come, the tornado has come, and affected a lot of us down here in the South Jersey area. So the next day, on Wednesday night, we had our meeting, and it was at a different building, which was very cold in there. And okay, so we walk in the door. We walk by this big table, and I guess it was some senior thing going on, and we didn't see nobody. We didn't see nobody except, like, the security guard and a couple other little people. And, I mean, the table was full of fruits and vegetables, and then they had, mm-hmm. you know, the little sandwiches and everything. They had the provolone and the turkey and I think the chicken it was. But they had white bread. So we kept on eyeing it, the whole class kept on eyeing it. And here, the reason why I'm laughing is because by the time the class was over, my mom was sitting outside waiting for me. And she said she saw people going out. Coming out with 3 and 4 sandwiches from this diabetes class. So that's what I'm saying. We need to take what we do more seriously. We need to take
mm-hmm,
it more
mm-hmm.
seriously.
Right.
If you
right.
are the kind of person that is going through diabetes and you're going through all these health issues and you don't think you can do it by yourself, contact us. We are very touchable, tangible people. We will contact you. We will talk to you. We will give you, I'll even give you a 30-minute free session. You know, but you got to think, how can I be more healthy? How can I be more healthy about what I do and how I do
mm-hmm.
it?
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, it was just funny because I could see them. There was this, I mean, there's a couple guys in there that are just so heavy. It's like they're not, I know they're not taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because just the way my mom described it, I could see them doing that. So all this to say, we need to take diabetics more seriously. We need to take our health issues more seriously. Now, the one thing I'm excited about is the beginning of this month, I got off my high blood pressure, which is great. But there's always one thing in my system that tries to, you know, nudge itself out. So, and that's okay, but I'm going to get it fixed. And I'm working real hard on getting off this pill. But in the meantime, we got to learn how to plan more effectively and work our food eating habits into our schedules instead of picking the closest thing to us. You know, picking the closest thing. I don't know, Arlene, if you ever saw that, where, you know, you're sitting at a table and people are just eating up everything, and then they say, "Oh yeah, I'm diabetic."
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, I have, and and you know, many times people are gonna do what people are gonna do anyway, and I know that. But a lot of us, there's a scripture, and I'm going scripture real quick, that says people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge. So someone said this about, and I think I mentioned it before, about the standard American diet, and they call it SAD because it's sad, meaning that many times what's recommended is still sad even though it comes through as a recommendation. So people will eat what they want to eat, and you're correct. I've gone to those same type of events for diabetes and things like that, and I looked at what the menu was. I looked at what the food choices would be, and sometimes I would leave it there because they would have that white bread that's filled with the high fructose corn syrup, and it's filled with the starch to stick to your ribs. They would have that there, which is not good for you, that has all the bad carbs. And some of the things that they would be lacking, and as we're going through marketing, and that's not a good way of marketing to me, to say that I'm going to follow you in the regimen of what I need to no longer have diabetes. I'm not going to follow that path. So your marketing to me by the display of foods that's shown is telling me that you are operating under duplicity. You're saying one thing, but you're doing another. You're telling me that I need to not have these foods, but at the same time, you're presenting them to me because that's what's standard in America. Whereas if you would have some kind of avocado, if you would have some kind of guacamole or broccoli or something else, you know what I'm saying, your romaine lettuce or something there, and many times they'll just give you the regular salads, but not the dark green leafy stuff. So I agree with you in that we need to do something. We need to change. Our marketing, especially for diabetes, need to change. Because I've gone where they've had cookies and everything else too, and they're not the cookies where they use sucanut or some other. It's cookies where they use the regular standard white sugar. And then many times when they have the rice, they don't have the brown rice. They just have the white rice. So their marketing needs to be, as far as diabetes is concerned, in my opinion, and some of the things that I've gone to, their food marketing, in my opinion, needs to change. So I'm in agreement with your mother. What are we doing? We're telling them one thing in the seminar and sending them away with more diabetes. You go figure. I don't understand. But back to you, Jamie.
That's true. I mean, we could spend a whole hour on this, but, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what health issues are you going through? What things are you going through that you need help with? It's good for us to talk about or mastermind, because that's what we're doing every single time, I mean, we come on here. We mastermind about what's going on and the things that are going on in the world and the things that are happening around us. So we're masterminding about every day. But a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, we need to hear from you. We need to hear, what are your remarks? What do you think about this Marketing Monday and about diabetes? You know, how are you handling your health? How are you handling your health issues? Do you take it seriously? Because at the end of the day, if you're, you know, not feeling tired or you're feeling worn out, you know, or you're feeling a certain way and you feel like you haven't eaten right during the day, well, that's because you probably didn't eat correctly. You know, you didn't eat that Yeah, you didn't eat the eggs. You know, like right now, real quick, because we're almost out of time. My sister has candy sitting on the table. I'm just looking at it. You know, I mean, you know, my sister always has some kind of sugar sitting around, but that doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen, I dig into it and eat it just because it's sitting there. So, you know, we have to learn how to make healthier choices, and we're going to talk more about this. I don't know, maybe the next month we'll go over like a 30-day plan on better eating. But we got to get better. We got to think better on ways to help each other out. Help each other out. So, Arlene, how can we get in touch with you if we need some of your products or services?
You can get in touch with me at arlenesweats@gmail.com, or the website is www.arlenesweats.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to say it was an awesome show, and we come in here, I believe, running to mastermind every single 2 or 3 days. And, I'm excited. But at the same time, I know I want you to keep me posted about who contacts you, who likes the show, you know, all those little comments, because those comments lead to something bigger. And in September, I cannot wait to share on Vision. You can reach me on all social media. You can email me as well, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. I'm on wherever, even on LinkedIn. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And tomorrow will be another show on Jamie's Journal. God bless your day, and market your business this Monday. God bless you.